So thank you very much, Professor Jolánkai, for this very impressive lecture. And now I would like to request Dr. Miklós Heltai from Szent István University to take his presentation entitled Urban Wildlife Conflict or Coexistence.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for inviting. First of all, I have to say a lot of thanks to Professor Jolánkai because he gave a very good sentences to me for my presentation. Because when we are talking about the natural resources, natural trails, or the species diversity, we are usually saying very similar sentences like Professor said, that the species richness are decreasing. The natural habitat are decreasing. We are losing everything from the nature. But on the other hand, in the same time, sometimes, for example, our farmers complaining about the overpopulating ungulates species who caused huge damages on crops, or the gamekeepers, sometimes the wildlife biologists as well, complaining about the overpopulated birds of prey population, which are caused enormous damages in the small game species. It seems is a little bit contradictory. Then we see the decreasing, and in the other hand, we see the increasing. It is a real contradictory. I think no, because when we think it is a contradictory, we forget the theory and the fact of the adaptation and the evolution by Charles Darwin, where said that some species can adapt to the new habitat, to the new surrounding, and alive and increased its population. And unfortunately, some species are not, and the species will decrease and will extinct from the nature. The adaptation species we call the generalist flexible species, which can adapt well to the human-managed disturbed habitat. And some of these species can adapt directly to the human being, directly to the urban areas, directly to the inhabited area. It means the urban areas, the cities like Hódmezővásárhely, or like in Gödöllő, or like Budapest, will become a special habitat for the wildlife. And sometimes these habitats are quite good for the different animals. For example, because especially in the winter time, the climate a little bit better, like in the nature. Sometimes not in the winter, sometimes in the spring, as was in 1 month ago in Hungary and in Central Europe, everywhere. The animals can find a lot of suitable shelters without any human disturbances, attics, fires, abandoned building, and so on. There are enough food sources in the cities. Sometimes it comes from directly or indirectly from the human beings. And usually, the predator species and the density of the predator species is rare in the urban areas. In the natural habitat, with the vertebrate species, work the discipline of wildlife biology, and in the practice, work the game managers. In the urban areas, we have a new discipline. Its name is urban wildlife management. The urban wildlife management becomes really important if the species settling in the cities is overpopulated. Like Canadian goose in North America, in a lot of parks in North America. Or some exotic species appear in urban habitats, like giant snakes in the window. Sometimes dangerous species, like brown bear, appear in the urban habitats, which is especially dangerous for humans. Or sometimes the damage, the level of the damage, or the place of the damage is intolerable for humans, like in case of life. The urban wildlife management works in the cities with usually the vertebrate species, and works with the wildlife species in the urban areas, try to manage the species population, try to manage the problems and the conflict situation caused by the species, and this is, I think, is the most hard part of this work, try to work together with the public and try to give enough information to the public. In all over the world, the urban wildlife management is a business. Numerous companies operate in this field all around the world, and the growing number of the conflicts also demonstrates the urgent need to establish such enterprises in Hungary as well. Let's see some pictures about the urban wildlife, the typically non-conflict species with like the tits. Where is my? It's here. Like tits, very much. Little bit surprising if the roe deer visit us in Budapest, but it not caused any direct conflict. If you recognize it, this is a red squirrel on the wall and try to climb and look after some birds on the top of the house. But in case of the pigeons, which is a typical conflict species, which can nest anywhere where they feel safe from the predators and the nest is disturbed directly, and the species' faces and dirt is very acidic and can destroy the surface of the building or the surface of the car as well. We try to protect our house with these special spines. The nickname is the hedgehog, to try to protect the potential nesting and sitting place. But if the spines are too short, it doesn't work and not give any help for us. The woodpecker is a not so frequent bird in the cities, but sometimes can cause really huge damages. Just try to imagine what we'd like to think if you recognize your wall, the similar falling. The price of the damages in that case is close to million forints if the woodpecker try to do the same in the nature. Just look after the insect who can alive between the isolated layer and the bricks, and recognize and try to catch and kill it, or sometimes use the polystyrene layer and a special drum to sign the territory in the breeding season, the typical sign in the forest, but there were no enough good tree for it in the cities, and use the wall. And caused direct and indirect damages because naturally this hole give a chance for to the water and give a chance to the other species. And see that try to solve our houses. It looks like a garbage site. I think it is not a real solution in that case. But actually, in all over in Europe, one of the most frequent carnivore species in the cities is the stone marten, this Eurasian carnivore mustelid species, which also caused a lot of conflicts with its disturbing behavior. With the car marten phenomenon, it means it chew a lot of different parts of the car and can stop the engine and any other electric things in the car. And also can cause a lot of damages, mainly in the isolated layer in the attic and in the wall of the houses. In Budapest, the first stone marten was shot in 110 years ago. And after 100 years, the stone marten occupied the wall area of Budapest. And in 2009, only two districts where were no stone marten observation. It was the number 6 and number 10, if I remember well. All of the other, we can prove the presence of stone marten in Budapest. On the basis, usually on the basis of the signs of stone marten, like the food remains, the characteristic spaces of the footprints in the mud or in the window, the characteristics, because you can see 5 fingers in case of stone marten and not 4 in case of domestic cat has got only 4 fingers. This is the differences. If we are not lucky, we will recognize the damages caused by stone marten in the isolated layer, in the car, If you haven't got the internet at home, maybe the Stone Marten chewed the cable, like here, and the Stone Marten urine can destroy totally the ball, and you have to renovate your house after some Stone Marten visiting. It is also the damages on the attic created by the clever Stone Marten. Sometimes, if you are lucky, you can observe directly the Stone Marten in the attics. And during this observation, we have to thinking what we can do. And we have to do together the alerting, the excluding, and the trapping together. So we have to use every potential things against Stone Marten, and if we are lucky, we can catch the animals as we caught it 2 years ago in the garden of our institute in Gödöllő. But the Stone Marten is only 1.5 kilogram animals, and if we are meet the Stone Marten in the road in the cities, usually in midnight, usually seeing, oh, it's a special brown cat and not more. But everybody will recognize immediately the white ball. If the white ball walk in the cities, as happened in Budapest in the last 2-3 years, more and more. And damages caused real damages in the private and public areas, mainly the private garden and public parks, sometimes attacking dogs and naturally frightening humans. It is very interesting if we try to compare these two species, because in case of the Stone Marten doesn't make damages in the public areas and public properties, while it is very difficult to protect the private house against the Stone Marten, because the animals are very small and very clever. In case of the white boar, protecting the private garden is simple and easy. We have to build up enough strong fences. It is, I think, it totally simple thing. But sometimes I think it's impossible to protect the public areas and the public park against wild boar, because the surrounding area of the whole city, it is cannot be fenced. It is impossible, as well as the significant decreasing or extirpation of the species from the urban areas is practically also impossible. So why do we have to live together with white boar? Who was the first? I think the white boar live here in the first, and after we occupied, and the white boar studies something from Charles Darwin, adapt to the human being, adapt to the human disturbance habitat, and move back their original habitats, and naturally use the food resources which gives the human in the surrounding area. And as you can see, our fences are not enough strong. And the other question, who knows where is the forest and where is the private garden? No differences between the two sides of the fences. And sometimes some inhabitants give food directly to the white boar, and if the summer is dry, give water directly to the white boar. So the one group of people give a lot of help to the presence of white boar in the cities, and the others one are continuously complaining about the huge damages caused by the same species, and the other ones try to catch alive the white boar by special cages in the cities. Unfortunately, the solution in practically is very hard in the cities, and it is especially true in Hungary, where we have a lot of legal problems. For example, our conflict species belongs to three categories: the pest species, protected species like woodpecker, or the game species like Stone Marten and white boar. The legal categories define the possibilities of the management. Anyone can use any instrument against the species regarded as a pest. In the case of protected species, the owner almost helpless without any special permit from the Nature Conservation Authority. In case of the game species, in the sense of the hunting law, the people can claim for compensation in the case of the wild boar, but not in the case of the stone marten. Totally confusing thing. The shooting can only be carried out with the permission of the police, and naturally the shooting in the cities are really dangerous, and I think it's not task the normal hunter who doesn't get any special license to do it. The compensation, which I mentioned before, according to the law, the game managers, who are the game managers in the surrounding area in the cities, not in the cities, responsible for the damage, but not allowed to hunt in the cities, just outside of the cities, and not allowed to manage the species population in the cities, but responsible for the damage in case of wild boar. And naturally, because of it, or according to it, the game manager hasn't got any chance to decrease the most important factors attracting wild boar, like shelter, food resources, the private garden, which I showed you by pictures. So I think in Hungary, our first task to establish and clarify and very simple and very clear legal background of wildlife, urban wildlife management. In this process, we have to, the responsibility should be removed from the game managers working outside in the inhabited area, because they haven't got any chance to work in this situation. The residents have to understand that they are the ones to define their own private properties. It is their duty and their expenses too. It depends sometimes on the private people, sometimes on the locality, we can in case of public areas. These conditions all need to be fulfilled for the establishment of urban wildlife management companies. And it is very important because the conflict is already arising. So my last question, would you like to live together with Bible? If not, you need an urban wildlife manager. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.